Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
And I'm Libby Collins in for Dayton Kane, along with Rose Gray. Good morning, Rose.
Hey, Libby. It's a great day, and we've got a special surprise at the very beginning of the show.
I am so excited about this because we talked a little bit about what's going on February 6th in Oshkosh. But here she is, our own Colleen Allsburg from Fox World Travel, to talk about the show and what to expect. And Colleen, thanks for joining us this morning.
Hi, good morning, Libby and Rose. How are you ladies doing this morning?
Really good. Great drive-in today. So you've got an event that you want to talk a little bit about at the Waters in Oshkosh on February 6th.
That's correct. We are excited to bring back some live shows, and this is a special event with our one of our preferred partners, Globus Vacations and Avalon River Cruises. Our friend Nancy Bauman will be joining us along with European, she's local in Europe, a tour director from their company. And I believe her name is Amelia. We had a quick change yesterday, didn't we, Rose?
Yeah, so we got notice that Miguel had a family emergency and had to go back home. But thankfully, they were able to bring in a substitute, which I'm very excited about. So this event is going to be at the Waters, and there will be hors d'oeuvres and drinks starting at 6 and the actual presentation at 6:30. But Colleen, it's really very important that we have people RSVP. How can they do that?
They can go to our website and go to the resources tab, travel shows, and please, please, please RSVP, because we need to make sure that we have enough seats and that we have enough hors d'oeuvres for everyone, and we have limited space. I don't think we had that many seats left, maybe about 20 seats available.
Exactly.
So I
know people, especially in the Midwest, but up in that Oshkosh area and the Fox Valley, are very, very solid about making sure that if they're going to attend something that they do RSVP, but oftentimes they don't RSVP till very close in because they want to make sure they actually can come. So we don't want to have to close this event, but we will be restricted with a seating capacity. So please make sure that if you are thinking about going, you hit that resources tab, vacation travel shows. There's register and learn more on right at the very beginning of that page.
And again, that's Tuesday night, right?
Tuesday, February 6th, correct.
Yeah, and we'll be talking about a few of the groups. It's not going to be really group-focused, but it'll be just in general European travel. So learn some new things. Globus has some neat new itineraries they're going to go through. And one thing, if you've never been to the Waters in Oshkosh, it's a historic building right on the lake, and it's absolutely gorgeous. So if you even want to just sneak in for a peek, that's awesome, too.
Exactly. And speaking of travel, Colleen just got back from, 12 days on Maui?
Oh, no, it wasn't that long.
Oh, I felt like that long.
I did 9 days, actually, so okay. Almost 12 days.
But what I wanted to have you tell the listeners is, what was your Maui experience like? I know we've had a number of people who have called into offices who are considering not traveling to Maui because of the devastating fire in Lahaina. What was your experience?
Just go to Maui. It's just amazing. There's so much to do there that, you know, it's horrible. We did go past Lahaina and did see the devastation. You can drive around it on the bypass to the east of the city, and then you come down on one of the exits on the north side of the city, so you can really see the devastation. But it's a very, you know, it's just contained in that city area. The island, to me, is huge. There's so much to do. We went to Kaanapali, went to Kapalui, Wailea. The road to Hana is very easily accessible. Kahului, again, that whole area. Everything is, there's so much hiking and so much wonderful parks and trails, and there's still whale watching. We saw, we that's all we did. We, you know how when we see squirrel and you're looking, you look away? The whole time we were gone, we were like, spout, whale. And it was just an amazing 9 days. We had so much fun. The people of Maui want us there. They are so kind, and the restaurants are so great. The food is fantastic, the snorkeling, everything. So go, just go in and enjoy and support them.
Right. I think the message is be a respectful tourist, but please come. Don't not go to Maui. They need those tourist dollars desperately.
They absolutely do. It is sad. The resources for firefighting on that island are so limited, and that city was so old, and the fire was so strong, and the winds were so strong that it basically incinerated so quickly there was no stopping it. And they've put up a memorial wall along the highway of those that lost their lives during that fire. But they're coming back. They're bouncing back good. A lot of the folks, have gotten jobs within other areas of the island, and they're so willing to talk to you and chat about everything. And so they just really want you to come. And there's, as far as I'm concerned, there's no reason to not go to Maui and spend some wonderful days there.
Well, I appreciate you calling in on your day off, Colleen. Thank you for giving us an update on Maui. We've got two great trips that are going in 2025. You can find those on our website. And also, don't forget to RSVP for an amazing night at the Waters with Colleen Allsburg, our good friend Nancy Bauman from Globus, a Globus tour manager, and a fabulous presentation.
Awesome. You ladies have a great weekend.
Thanks, Colleen. Always great to have you here. And if you want to talk with Rose Gray, we're going to get to some of your questions on the WTMJ Talk and Text Line at 855-616-1620. Looks like we're going to get close to 40 degrees, and we've got sunshine today, believe it or not. It's 36 degrees at 9:15 on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Rose, we're getting a lot of questions about Jamaica and Bahamas and some of these travel advisories. Let's go into that a little bit and what your recommendations are for travelers.
Absolutely. So what happened is, on or around the 23rd of January, the government, the United States government, made some changes to an existing advisory for Jamaica. Jamaica had been at a level 3, but what the government did is went in and made some revisions to that and put a few destinations that are interior to Jamaica, typically not where the tourists go, on a road that tourists typically do not take, and forbid the government employees who have to adhere to those policies from going to those cities. And because that happened, that generated a travel advisory that looked like it was new, but it's not. And really, if you read it in depth, I mean, you have to get in there and you really have to look at it. And where do you find this? Travel.state.gov. Travel.state.gov. You can find all of the information for any country and what the United States government has to say about that country, and read where it is. Look where your resort is, and then look where these warnings are for, and you will see it's likely not in any place that you're going to be. Now, the Bahamas has issued, they have upgraded to a level 2 warning. So level 3 is reconsider travel, and travel 2 is essentially travel with caution. They're not saying don't go. They're just saying think this through a little bit. And so, again, it's the whole premise of traveling vigilantly, being diligent about your surroundings, about what you do when you're off property, and your comfort level. And those are the things you have to take into account. But always remember that in likely travel insurance, if you did not buy the cancel for any reason, is not going to see that as a covered reason if it's a 2 or a 3 and you decide you don't want to go. So take that under advisement. That's what's going on with those countries. And we have 4 or 5 texts on it. I think we answered all of those texts.
I think you did. All right, let's get back to Hawaii. We talked to Colleen about her travel there. Somebody's got a double question here. When is airfare going to be available for holidays, December 2024? And should they use a travel agent if they are planning a multifamily trip to the islands?
Yeah, so it's easy to answer the airfare question because major carriers, and that is basically Delta, American, United, with Alaskan Air thrown in there probably, released their schedules and their airfares 330 days in advance. So you look at the day that you'd be returning, count back 330 days, and that's where you can start looking at the airfare. Discount carriers, including Southwest Airlines, who does in fact fly to Hawaii, not from Milwaukee, but you can get to the West Coast and make a connection and fly there. In other words, not direct nonstop service, put their schedules out typically 6 months in advance. So that's where you have that's where you start looking. With regard to the travel agent question, I was putting together a multi-family, multi-generational, and then I'm going to throw in multi-island trip, I would most definitely use a travel advisor. And on our website, under our travel, vacation travel tab, you will find a travel advisor. You can put in many different criteria to filter and use the destination of Hawaii, and you will find that we have numbers of Hawaii experts. In fact, we have a Hawaii vacation team, if you scroll all the way to the bottom of that, and pick one of those people who can help you. Because when you say Hawaii, you're basically talking about 4 major islands, 2 minor islands. What do you want to do? What do you hope to get out of this vacation, et cetera, et cetera? So by all means, I would consider using a travel advisor, and why not use Fox?
Why not? And if you do want to use Fox, let's give that phone number.
Absolutely. So 866-GO-FOX-GO. The other thing I want to remind everybody is that we do have Saturday hours seasonally. Most of the time, that is from the first of the year to Easter. With Easter being early this year, I can pretty much guarantee that will happen. And it's Saturdays 9 to noon. So this is a great time to give them a call, give them some very brief information, how many people, when, what you're looking for, and they can start working on it. Because these are curated, crafted itineraries. This is not just a let me throw you a couple of quotes kind of a thing. So they want to work on it and give you the best possible experience.
And again, that number is 866-GO-FOX-GO. We've got Rose Gray here. We're going to take more of your questions all ahead on the Fox World Travel Show at 923. It's 36 degrees on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
I'm Libby Collins in for Dayton Kane along with Rose. And Rose, got a question here about Rome. And they want to know, when should they start getting their airfare? They're leaving on October 17th of 2024.
Well, that's actually a pretty popular time to travel, so I wouldn't wait too long. As I mentioned in the previous segment, major carriers put out their schedules and their fares 330 days in advance. So we're in a position right now where this texter could definitely be looking at that. And discount carriers, we're typically not looking at anything that's going to be a discount carrier that's going to be involved with Rome, because that would include in Europe Ryanair, EasyJet. They put theirs out 6 months in advance, but truth be told, you're going to Rome, you're going to be looking at one of the majors. Airfare for the foreseeable future to Rome, for what is considered high and then shoulder season, has been a little high, and people are seeing probably airfares in the $1,600 range and are a little freaked out by that. If you are working with a tour company or you've got specific dates, you're going for a wedding, you're going for a family reunion, or you're meeting a tour over there, and your dates are pretty firm, sometimes it's just a matter of, I've got to make a decision on this. I'm going to purchase this because it's the best schedule for me. The fare is a little higher than I'd like, but I want to go ahead and take advantage of this great schedule. I always say, book it and don't look back, because if you continue then to look afterwards, once you've got a non-refundable ticket in place, you're going to kick yourself. If I had waited another month, I could have saved, $100. Well, In the bigger scheme of things, is that savings worth the anxiety of continuing to look and missing out on something is the way I look at it.
And Rose, I was in Rome this past October, and you're right. It's crazy. I mean, there are a lot of people there, even though it was considered shoulder season. And incidentally, I did use you at Fox, even though we weren't on a tour. You booked our airfare. You booked our hotel, which was fabulous, by the way. And even put together some tours for us, even though we weren't on a regular tour. Elizabeth was able to hook us up with several walking tours through the city. And I'll tell you, had we not done that, I would have been lost in that city.
Oh, absolutely. And people need to remember, too, that October is harvest season, especially in Italy. So obviously there's no farms in Rome. But the outlying area, that's grape and olive harvesting season. So that is a really busy time. You wouldn't think that, but yeah, October's busy. So again, not knowing all the details of this texter's trip, if you're looking to do something where dates are critical, I say book it.
Okay. Another quick question here about phones. Are you familiar with eSIM for the phones? And should they upgrade for an upcoming European trip?
What I would do is check with my carrier. A lot of the majors right now, Verizon, AT&T, and even U.S. Cellular, but not as much, have some pretty amazing plans that are $10 a day for unlimited calls and a pretty good data package. So I don't know that a SIM card is critical. If you it turns out that you're working with a phone provider that doesn't have any kind of an international plan to offer, yep, then the SIM cards are the way to go.
All right. We're coming up to the news here. We've got a lot of questions coming in on the WTMJ talk and text line. If you've got questions for Rose, 855-616-1620. We've got some trips coming up, Rose, including that one with Steve Scafidi. We want to talk about that. And also just want to remind everybody that tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, we're going to be talking with Rose Gray on WTMJ Conversations. Rose, everything anybody ever wanted to know about you, we talk about it.
It's very embarrassing, I'm sure.
No, it's not. You're delightful, and it's so much fun to talk to you, so you want to make sure you hear that. Right now it's 9:30, and from the WTMJ Breaking News Center, let's go back to Jack Grout.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
This week, I'm Libby Collins, and it is 9:34. Rose, we've got questions coming in and a call from Richard from Oak Creek, and let's talk to Richard. What's your question for Rose?
Oh, yeah. Hi, Rose. This concerns the Global Entry Program. I've signed up for it recently, and, you know, it's a real hassle to try to get an interview. They're booked up solid for weeks out, and it's hard to really schedule one. I just got an email from them. I don't know if it's brand new with this program or they just decided to send it to me. And it's called, if you're conditionally approved, then you can do what's called enrollment upon arrival. So you come back to the United States, you get to the airport. There's certain ones that are listed that have this. And then you follow the signs and you go to the CBP officers who will then complete your enrollment.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if you had any familiarity with it. Is it any knowledge of how well that works or how well it doesn't work?
Yeah. So this is what happened to me. I applied for mine. I, like you, got an appointment months after the date that I applied and was approved. But I happened to be traveling through O'Hare in February, and my appointment was in April. When I went through upon return, without even asking, the immigration officer said to me, I see you have an appointment for April 4th. Would you be interested in taking care of that right now? I said, sure. Do you know how long it takes? Because I had a family with me and I had a group with me. There was a bus waiting, I think. But anyway, I said, sure, I would do that. So they sent me over to a different area, exactly like you described. And it was a maximum of 10 minutes. The interview was brief. They pretty much asked me what they asked you on the application. What I found humorous, if there's anything about immigration and humor, was the gentleman said to me, I see you have here that within the last 10 years, because you have to put down, as you recall, all the countries you visited in 10 years, which that was a challenge.
Five years on my application.
That was a challenge for me. I had to get an old passport out and start looking. But I put what it was a drop down, and I checked the box that said USSR. He said to me, "Oh, you've been in the travel business a long time, you indicated. One would think you would realize there is no USSR. It should have been Russia." And what I said to him was, it was a drop down and it was a government form. I didn't have a choice. Ooh, bad thing to say. He didn't really like that response. But then he found out that my husband is from the UP and we became best friends after that. So he waved me through and away we went. So, yes, it's true. Now, I want to tell you one other thing. I was traveling in Ireland a year ago. And I had a traveler with me. It was a group tour. And remember, Dublin is one of those airports that offers you the opportunity to go through U.S. Customs so that you don't have to do it upon arrival in the United States. We have that same agreement with several Canadian cities. She said, "Do you think I've got time to run down there?" I said, "Go ahead. We've got plenty of time. Because it's in Dublin, I don't know if this is going to work or not." Sure enough, she went down there and they did her interview for her.
Amazing.
So do I have to have a pre-scheduled appointment for this to work?
You do.
Can I utilize this program without having been able to book an interview?
So you are not able to book one at all?
Well, I'm still working on it. It gets difficult. They say that there's new assignments given out the first Monday of every month. So this Monday, I'm going to get up early, get on the computer, and see if I can book something.
I believe in my experience and from talking to people, it works better if you have an appointment, but it's not necessary. Okay. You just have to be approved.
Oh, great.
Yep.
Okay, Richard. Listen, we're going to move on, thanks so much for your call. Yep. Let's go to Quincy in Milwaukee. I understand you're going to New York, New York.
Yes. My birthday is this month. It's February 20th, and I want to know, how do I get from New York to, that's my question.
So you're flying from New York to Milwaukee for your birthday?
Yes.
Okay. So are you looking for a flight? Are you looking for another form of transportation? What are you hoping for?
I'm looking for another transportation.
Okay. That's going to be a little tricky because there are... You may have to call Greyhound because I really don't know that there's going to be a bus service if that is something that you were hoping for. Are you in New York now or are you going to be in New York later?
I'm going to be in New York later for my birthday. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. So there is a possibility that you can also take Amtrak.
Okay.
So... if you don't want to fly, you can take Amtrak, but you may not like the route so much. The best thing to do there is check out Amtrak.com and then put in your city pair. You can see the trains and you can see the cost and you can see the schedule if you're just buying a one-way.
All right, Quincy, thanks so much for your call. We got a lot more questions coming in for Rose Gray on the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. It's 9:40 and 36 degrees.
Got to get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Rose, we have a lot of questions about Mexico coming in. Number one, they're going to an all-inclusive in Mexico, and they want to know, how do they handle the gratuities?
Okay, so when you purchase an all-inclusive, you will see under what's included gratuities. However, it is a very well-known fact that you are going to get better service if you are giving out gratuities, especially if you're hanging around the swim-up bar or you're at one of the lounge chairs and you're waiting for somebody to give you service. Now, it is typically an American custom to tip after you receive good service. It is my recommendation at all-inclusive resorts, not only in Mexico, but throughout Mexico and the Caribbean, is that you start out by letting them know you're going to be a good tipper. I usually grab somebody who's a server, and right off the bat, I say, give them a $20 bill and say, here's the deal. I'm going to be here probably a couple of days. I have an excursion on this day. I won't be here. And an excursion on this day. I won't be here. But this is kind of where I'm going to be hanging out. So if you can continue to give me good service, I would very much appreciate it. I usually also go with a stack of $1 bills for continuing to reward the servers for giving us the good service. At the buffets, I will almost always leave $1 for breakfast, $2 for lunch. And for dinner, I usually will do anywhere from $3 to $7, depending on what kind of a dining experience it was. Because I just feel like it's our job as traveling Americans to make sure that we take care of those people who are taking care of us.
I love that philosophy. All right, more Mexico questions. In a few weeks, they're flying the 6 a.m. Sun Country flight to Cancun. Does Sun Country have a dedicated check-in at Mitchell, or do they share that space with Apple Funjet? And they just want to know how much time should they allow before they leave?
All right, there's a couple things to consider here. Do you have pre-assigned seats? If you do not, I would get there the full 3 hours that they're asking for. Now, again, 3 hours at Mitchell, there's not going to be a single person there. Maybe 2.5 hours. If you have seat assignments and you've got your bags prepaid and all of that kind of thing, certainly 2 hours. I'm guessing if you even look at your documents, you will see when that ticket counter opens. But it's been my experience where no matter how early I go for a Funjet, Apple Vacation, Sun Country type charter experience, there's always a few people already there before I get there. And I'm usually there 2.5 hours prior. Likely the Sun Country desk is going to be shared with the Apple Funjet desk. Now, Sun Country does have an opportunity for people to book outside of Apple and Funjet. So there may be a section of it that's dedicated exclusively to Sun Country, but I am guessing, especially if they book this as an Apple or Funjet package, it'll be that kind of a check-in.
All right, multiple questions from somebody staying at the El Dorado Seaside Palms in Riviera Maya. Should they pay the Vista tax before?
Okay, so I got in a lot of trouble with some leadership at Fox because I said, I wouldn't pay that. Right now, it's a very sticky wicket because the visit tax is, there's an opportunity for you to prepay that online. We have had numbers of customers who have come back to us and said, I talked to other guests, they did not pay it online and no one collected it at the airport. I feel like I was ripped off. So I said, I wouldn't pay it. I don't know that I would pay it online, but I certainly would be prepared. I believe it's 12 U.S. dollars now. I had been corrected. I thought it was 11. I think it may have gone up to 12. If you're familiar with the Cancun airport, there are escalators that go up to the level that you're going to use to get to your gates after you've checked in at the ticket counters. At those escalators, there are often people standing there with very official looking vests and signs that say pay your visit tax here. And if that's the case, that's where I would pay it. Until further notice, I'm not going to say just don't pay it because I don't want to be that person. Cancun has told us as a travel community, they're going to start cracking down and being better about collecting this. So at this point in time, I'm going to leave it up to the traveler. If you feel like I do, where I'd be paying it and I'd have fellow travelers that weren't being charged, I'd be a little upset. So I would be ready to pay it at the airport.
Real quick, you had mentioned bring dollars with you to these all-inclusives. Do you need pesos if you're going to Mexico?
Not really, unless you're going to buy some great big piece of art, some great big painting, something like that. Any one of the vendors are all going to take U.S. dollars, and on resort, everyone will take U.S. dollars.
All right. Rose Gray is here with us. It's the Fox World Travel Show. We got questions about cruises on the river in Europe and so much more. It's all ahead on the Fox World Travel Show.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee from the Annex Wealth Management Studios. This is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Okay, Rose, a lot of questions about some river cruises in Europe. What do you think about the Rhine versus the Danube? And what time of year would you go?
Okay, so I would always try to hit up September, October. If you go April, May, that's the beginning of the season. And they're going to have weather very typical to ours. Now, again, September, October, very, very busy time in Europe, but it's the best time. So that's why it's as popular as it is. To choose between the Rhine and the Danube is very, very tough. It really depends on what it is you're looking for. My absolute favorite way to do the Danube, if you have the time and the resources, is to include Budapest and Prague. And there's a way to do that where you, let's say you would spend a night or two in Budapest, get on the river cruise the Danube, end up in Passau, Germany, where then they would continue you on a motor coach and take you to Prague for a couple of nights. Love, love, love doing that. But with that being said, who doesn't love starting out in Amsterdam and ending up in Basel, Switzerland, and seeing castles along the Rhine, where your head is on a swivel because they're narrating as you go along, telling you about these amazing castles and the phenomenal history between them, Riesling wine, vineyards galore. So it's really, both of those are wonderful ways to start river cruising.
All right. And then also about river cruises, how do you pack? What should you wear?
So it's very casual. It's unlike some of the Caribbean cruises that you've heard about where people are wearing tuxedos and getting all dressed up and that kind of thing. You will often have a gala night, a special night, a captain's night. They call them different things on different cruise lines. But that's the night where they really want you to maybe get a little dressed up. Now, when I say dressed up, I'm talking about women, maybe a fancy top and some black slacks, gentlemen, khakis and a button down. You will see some gentlemen with ties and jackets, but that's their choice. That's not required. I just would say jeans in the dining room, not so much. But as I say that, it's often I run into somebody and they don't say no. Remember, the maitre d' is the king of the dining room, and those are the people that determine whether you're going to get in or not. Again, river cruising, especially Avalon, Uniworld, AMA, those are small ships, 130, 160 passengers. Running back to change is not going to be an issue. And again, we just want the guests to feel included. We don't want you to be feeling in the dining room like, wow, I really missed the boat here by wearing my Nirvana t-shirt with my cutoff jeans, because even if they did let you in with that, you would feel uncomfortable.
All right, and let's go to Alaska, where somebody has a cruise and land package in August. They're having second thoughts about that traveler's insurance due to health. What do you recommend?
Yeah, I would never book a trip of any magnitude without having travel insurance. Now, what I'm concerned about where this texter is texting in is that you need to buy insurance usually 14 days after you make deposit to cover pre-existing conditions. So it sounds to me like there may be some health concerns already, and I'm not certain that there would be a policy that would allow for pre-existing conditions unless that we're within 14 days of when they made their initial deposit. But I would never, ever book something where I'm putting out a great deal of money. And I understand what that penalty schedule looks like. You know, 21 days out, you're likely going to lose everything. Maybe even in Alaska, 30 days or more out. You cancel and you don't have insurance, you're going to lose everything. That's an awful lot of responsibility. You know, I had my two trips ago in Alaska. I had a gentleman who, and typically I look down the list of people I have, and if they booked with Fox and I'm on a group, then I can see that. I know who has taken insurance, and it always amazes me. There's a couple or two that didn't take the insurance. And when I spoke to this gentleman, so his wife broke her hip, and they had to stop. We were on the land portion of it. We were 2 days in. And his answer to me was, Rose, I've been on 25 cruises and have never taken insurance. I realize I'm going to lose money on this, but I think if you do the math, I'm still ahead. That was his take on it. So everybody's different, but man, if you book with Fox World Travel and you don't take the offered insurance, we are going to make sure that you sign a disclaimer, because we want to make sure that you understand we offered it to you.
All right, Rose, real quick, let's talk about that trip to Germany with Steve Scafidi.
Yeah, we've got a couple cabins left, and this is amazing to me because his first trip sold out so quickly, we anticipated that was going to happen here. We have a cabin or two or three left. You will see when you look at his trip on our website at foxworldtravel.com under Group Travel, Fox Group Vacations, you will see a German Grandeur, and it says, please call for availability. What that means is we gave back the cabins that we had left, and we can get them back if you want them. And so we do have an opportunity to get a few more cabins. Steve is a hoot and a half. For those of you who have traveled with him before, you know that. For those of you who have not, I can attest to it. We had the best time ever on our Tuscany trip. We're already planning for his 25 trip. You don't want to miss this trip, July 16th to the 27th. And then I also do want to mention there is some space left on Colleen's Portugal trip. And I do mean some. We were able to get a few more cabins there. So 3 nights in Lisbon and a Portugal vineyards and villages along the Douro.
Oh, and again, if you want to check in on any of those trips, where do we go?
So foxworldtravel.com, under the travel tab, you will find vacation travel. There you find Fox Group Vacations. But you can also find an advisor there. And under the resources tab is where you sign up to RSVP to come to our event at the waters with our good friends at Globus and Avalon Waterways. February 6th, I will be in Vietnam, but Colleen will be there to host you. And one more time, Libby, we want to hit up that Rose will be on Conversations with You tomorrow at 11.
And you know, Rose, I have always admired your ability and your expertise. And tomorrow we find out how you acquired this talent to be such an amazing travel advisor. And the life story that you have had that's brought you to this is absolutely fascinating. So I hope everybody tunes in tomorrow at 11.
Thank you. I appreciate it so much. You'll have Dayton and Colleen for the next 2 weeks while I am away in Vietnam with a group.
Have a safe trip.
Thank
you, Rose Gray. And I'm Libby Collins. It's Money Talk right after the news on WTMJ.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.